All right, everybody, Matt Galogli here, and I want to share with you. Well, let me ask you this question first and foremost. Do you know the two most important skills or things an entrepreneur needs to monitor in order for them to be successful? So, the two most important things that you must monitor on a daily basis in order for an entrepreneur to be successful. Do you know what those are? If you don't, I want you to stick with me because in a moment I'm going to reveal them to you. And they're vital. They are critically important. And this is something that I have learned the importance of because I've literally coached and mentored over 4,000 business owners nationwide, worldwide since 2004, I believe. Yeah, 2004 is when I got started doing this. And it's, yeah, I wish this is a lesson that I would have learned way earlier about the importance of it in my life. See, I always thought it was about the technical skill. I always thought, for a long time, I should say, for a long time, I thought it was about the technical skill, about, how do you market and buying a list. And, back then we did direct mail and copywriting, and all of those are very, very, very important. But as I went along this journey, I've been able to connect with and work with quite a few amazing people and been in some amazing masterminds. And I've been in masterminds with people that, today, their businesses are doing $50 million and $100 million, and I've also been very blessed to hobnob and interact with people who are multi-billionaires and spend time at their houses and become friends with them, play golf with them, all of that. And so, I want to share these two skill sets that I see common in all of these successful people. And I've also been sharing this with my doctors in my groups. And the ones that really grasp it and understand it and start to apply it see the most positive, dramatic uptick, excuse me, in their businesses. And the ones that don't seem to continue to struggle. And I've got my master's cup in honor of the masters. So what are these two traits? Well, the first two things are not traits. What are the two things that you need to be monitoring on a daily basis? The first thing that you need to be monitoring on a daily basis is you must be monitoring your cash flow. Okay? Every single day, I log into my bank accounts and my credit card accounts, and I check them every single day. I can't tell you how many times I've caught charges that shouldn't be on there, or were wrong, or things I thought that I had canceled, that I didn't cancel, that I needed to cancel, or whatever. But I monitor that every single day. That was one of the first things that I do each and every single day is I check my bank balances. The second thing is that you must monitor and you must check your mindset each and every single day. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, the longest distance you're going to travel as an entrepreneur is the 6 inches between these 2 ears. Okay? Now, here's what's interesting. Most people feel that their cash flow, their economic state, is what dictates their mindset. So if bank balances are high, if cash is good, if business is going great, then their mindset is fantastic. If those are low and credit cards are maxed out and lines of credit are maxed out or close to maxing out and they're struggling to make payments, then their mindset's crappy. And I'm here to tell you that's wrong. You should not be doing it that way. Your mindset will dictate and beget your cash flows. Let me explain. Okay? I want to say that again. Your mindset is going to dictate, is going to beget your cash flows. So let me explain. All right, pull this over a little bit closer. I feel like I'm twisted a little bit. Okay, so in the seminal book that I highly recommend that all of you read, it's a book called Maxwell Maltz's Psycho-Cybernetics. Now, this book was written, I believe, in the 1950s. It was recommended to me by one of my mentors, Dan Kennedy. And frankly, for quite some time, I didn't read it. But I eventually did. And it really kind of changed my thinking and transformed my business. And here's the basic premise. So Maxwell Maltz was a doctor. He was a plastic surgeon in the 50s, and he noticed that people would come in to get a nose job. They'd have a big bump on their nose or take care of a scar on their face, and he would fix it, but yet they would still think of themselves as ugly and grotesque. And so what he realized was that one of the first things that has to be, no matter how much work he did on somebody, fixed a nose, fixed a scar, fixed a bad jaw, whatever, it was all about the power of the self-image. Okay? So the first thing that you need to really focus in on in order for you to have the right mindset is the power of the self-image. Now, self-image, I don't have time to go into the whole depth of this, and maybe I will at another live or whatever. But the depth of the and the power of your self-image will dictate everything. If you see yourself as a loser, if you see yourself as not worthy, if you see yourself as all any of those things, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to wind up with people that are losers in your life. You're going to wind up with people that aren't worthy. I mean, you're going to get what you become. You're going to get what you think about. Okay? So the self-image is critical. You have to see yourself not as a doctor who owns a practice, but you need to see yourself as a successful business person. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that you fake it until you make it. You have to do the hard, you have to do the work, right? You got to do the work on it. But the reality is that the power of the self-image is the first component of that. The second thing is the theater of the mind. Now, the mind is this unbelievably powerful tool. Now, for many of you, you may know that I am a former PGA golf professional. I've been playing since I was six. I'm just shy of 53 years old. I ran private clubs. I used to be a Class A member of the PGA, and I'm getting my membership status back to become a professional again. Not to play on tour or anything like that, but I will tell you that every time I hit a golf shot, one of the first things that I really learned that made a big difference, and actually Mike LeBeau taught this to me, a famous teacher, is he said, make sure that you envision the result that you want. When you stand behind your golf ball and you're getting ready to hit it, envision the result that you want. Envision the shot. So when I stand behind my shot and I'm hitting it towards the green, I close my eyes and I envision, not my swing, I envision the result that I want. I don't care how the swing gets it there. I envision the result that I want. Maxwell Maltz called this the theater of the mind. And what he recommends is that you see your life as a movie playing out. And nobody ever sees the life of their movie playing out that they wind up on Skid Row smoking crystal meth. No, they always see themselves, the accolade and the of their family and friends and their children and spouse around and running a successful business and positively impacting lives and all of that. So how often do you play that theater in your mind? Well, I would recommend that you do that daily, in the shower, when you're driving to work, when you're coming home from work. The theater of the mind. What you play out in your mind becomes your reality. Or as Earl Nightingale said, you become what you think about most of the time. Now, I have a client of mine who is starting a practice, and she has failed before in practice, way before she met me. And so when she first started, things were not very busy, and she immediately went to that place where she remembers her failure. And I had to have a very frank conversation with her, and I won't mention her name because these are private conversations, but I told her, I said, look, if you think about your past failures, what do you think is going to happen? She's going to get her past failures. They're going to come back up. But if you start to think about the result that you want and getting that result that you want, then the answers are going to come. Now, and a lot of people are like, well, that just sounds like hocus pocus. Maybe it is. For some people, it's prayer. Jesus said, if you have a faith of a mustard seed, then this too will be given to you, shall be given to you. I mean, I don't care what scripture you read. It's in every bit of scripture. It's in every bit of life belief. But take about the theater of the mind and have the faith that it's going to come. And then the last thing I want to share with you is I want you to remember is that you are not your mistakes. I don't care what's happened to you in your past. I don't care where you've come from. I don't care what your high school teacher said to you, or grade school teacher, or your neighbor, or maybe a parent, or a brother, or a family member. You are not your mistakes. Your mistakes do not dictate who you will become, unless you use them as positive fuel. Now, I've made plenty of mistakes, okay? And each one I've learned from, and I've gotten better from it. But I will tell you, I am excuse me, I am not my mistakes. My mistakes do not define who I am, nor should they define who you are. They should be fuel for you to learn and grow, but they should not define who you are. So you are not your mistakes. So first and foremost, mindset is more important than cash flow. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that you sit there in these final seconds here. I'm certainly not suggesting that you just sit there eating bonbons and everything's going to come together. No, you have to work. You have to do work. But the first work you've got to do is up here, okay? So one, mindset begets cash flow. Two, the power of the self-image. What is your self-image? Three, the power of the theater of the mind. And the last thing is you are not your mistakes. I hope you enjoyed this. If you'd like to set a call with me, go to callwithmatt.com.